Thanks for coming. Good news is that we will have a break after my talk. And on behalf of Dr. Henry Lin and James Doolittle from NRCS, presenting our work about the repeated EMI survey for understanding the soil and the water dynamics. And this is the outline of this presentation. I want to also address the abbreviations used in this study. ECA means apparent electrical conductivity, and EMI means electromagnetic induction. So the introduction. EMI has been widely used to mapping different soil properties and hydrological properties. But factors affecting the ECA reading are way too complicated and way too interrelated. So the interpreting of the data have always been a problem or challenge for us. So to better to do this work, we propose first we can conduct the EMI survey repeatedly using the same meter and the same dipole orientation. And because we suppose or we make assumption that during a short period of time, most of the soil properties affect the ECA reading, like clay content, depth of bedrock, organic matter content won't change. So the only thing change during that short period may be only just soil moisture or soil water. So this kind of repeated EMI survey can help us to capture soil water dynamics. And second, we can conduct the EMI survey repeatedly, but using different meter, different dipole, different orientations, geometries. Then we can comparing the similarities and the differences between those different EMI surveys to help us to interpret the data. And this study is conducted in Pennsylvania, the capital farm in Penn State University. And basically, we have five soil series identified through the signal order soil survey. The shallow opaque soil with high clay content, and we also have a high clay content Hagerstown soil, moderate deep. And we have morel soil forming in sandstone colluvium. It's medium textured but thick soil. And we also have Nonin and Melvin soil formed in alluvial materials, and they are also medium texture and thick soil too. But the difference is the Melvin soil is poorly drained, but the Nonin soil is mostly well-drained soil. And we also have 145 soil moisture monitoring sites distributed in this area, and we take soil moisture readings at those sites and different depth. And we also collected 145 soil cores for basic morphological descriptions, and 70 of these soil cores were selected for texture and organic matter testing. And we also have 77 depth bedrock observations in this study area too. And we have 8 EMI surveys conducted in this field. The first one is conducted in 1997, and in that survey, EM38 in vertical dipole and the EM31 in vertical and horizontal dipole were used. And that survey is kind of spares the survey because we used a 30-meter grid and only resulted in 243 readings. And second survey, we used the Dulam 2-meter in both PRP and HCP geometries. And this is a much intensive survey, resulted in more than 5,400 readings. And the other 6 surveys will use the same meter EM30A in vertical dipole, and they are also intensive surveys resulted in more than 5,400 readings. This table gives you the basic technical description of this different EMS surveys. So basically, we use three different meters, and they will have different measurement depth, like 6 meters for EM30 vertical. It's 31 vertical and 3 meters for EM31 horizontal. And this is the results of our EMI survey. And for the first survey and for the second survey, and basically you can find the highest, the lowest ECA value can be observed in the ridge top area. And the higher ECA value can be observed in the northeastern corner and the south border area, both of this area at the foot of slope. And those are the standardized ECA value of these surveys. The zero is the mean, and the negative value is lower than the mean, and the positive value is higher than the mean. So the same we found, like lowest ECA readings here, highest ECA readings in these areas. And this is the ECA reading results for the other six surveys using EM38 vertical. And basically, higher ECA reading can be observed in the first three, because those three surveys are conducted during a wet period. Higher ECA reading can also be observed in June 2008, although it's a comparatively dry period. But fertilizer was just applied a couple weeks before this survey, so may elevate the ECA reading too. And we also did the standardized value for those other six surveys. So the method we use in this study basically just statistic tools like variogram to analyze the spatial structure, and also temporal stability of soil moisture and the ECA reading and some statistical approaches. So this table summarized the spatial structure of different EMI surveys. I mean, here I only show the EM38 vertical results. And notice that we have different precipitation in the previous 7 days in these different surveys. So basically, we divided into wet period, like those in blue shadow, and the dry period, like the only one in November 2008. And we found a much higher sealed, shorter spatial correlation range in the EMI surveys conducted during the wet period. We interpreted this because during a wet period, the lateral water movement increase the soil moisture variability, also the soil ECA variability, so cause the higher silt but lower range. And then we examined how the ECA value could be changed or varied as the distance from the simulated flow pathway. In this figure, the background color is the relative difference of soil ECA value, which means if we get a zero relative difference of soil ECA, that means that's the average of the entire farm. But if we get a positive value, that means higher than the farm average. Negative value means lower than farm average. And we conduct this kind of study for two periods. The first period is it's in a wetter period from January to March in 2008. The second period is a comparatively dry period from June to November 2008. And basically, we can find that as the distance from the simulated flow pathway increase, significant decrease of relative difference of soil ECA value can be observed in the wetter period. In dry period, decreasing can also be observed, but not that significant. And then we compared the EMI, the results of the relative difference of ECA value with the relative difference of soil moisture. The relative difference of soil moisture is the same. The positive value means the soil moisture is higher than the farm average, it's wetter than the average, but the drier, the negative value means it's drier than the average. So we found a positive correlation with the relative difference of soil ECA and the relative difference of soil moisture in those two depths. And we further divided those sites into wetter sites versus drier sites based on the relative difference of difference of moisture, as zero, below zero is drier sites, above zero is wetter sites. And we found a much higher correlation between ECA and the soil moisture for the wetter sites, but nearly no correlation between the ECA value and the soil moisture in the drier sites. And the same thing can be observed in this 0.7 to 0.9 meter depth and the total water storage in the top 1.1 meter soil profile. And then we examined how the different EMI surveys could perform differently in captured soil properties. And the x-axis here is just like the different EMI surveys. The y-axis is the R square value, which is an indicator of the relationship between soil properties and EMI surveys. And we also have temperature and the precipitation in the, as the y-axis too. So basically, the highest R square value of between depth bedrock and EMI survey can be observed here. It's corresponding to the EM31 vertical survey. This survey has the deepest measurement depths at 6 meters. And in our study area, the depth of bedrock can be as shallow as less than 0.2 meters to more than 3 or 4 or even 5 meters. So the EM31 vertical with a 6 meter measurement depth can best capture this kind of variation of depth of bedrock. So this shows the highest correlation here. And we also found that in terms of silt content, the best correlation is found in EM31H and the EMHCP. Those two surveys have the same measurement depth, 3 meters. And when we opened the soil profiles in our study area, we found that the distinct soil texture or particle size distribution can be observed only in the top 2 meters in our study area. Deeper than 2 meters, just like clay, high clay content soil horizons. So those two surveys with 3 meter measurement depth can best capture the distinct particle size distribution in the top 2 meter soil profiles. So resulted in the highest correlation. And then we also examined how the EMI survey could capture the soil type. And we standardized the Melbourne soils ECA reading as 1 and compared the others with it. And basically we found that the Melbourne soil has the highest ECA reading through all our EMI surveys. And in those surveys with shadow areas, we found some significant difference between Hagerstown soil and Moreau soil, or Hagerstown soil and Noning soil. But in other surveys, we cannot find that kind of significant difference. Then we pick up one best scenario and one worst scenario here. The first best scenario here is like, this is just the histogram of the soil ECA readings in this EM31 survey. And for example, you can find basically the green line indicating the histogram of Hagerstown soil, the pink line indicating the histogram of Noning soil. They have very small overlaps. This kind of small overlaps indicating this survey can be used maybe to use mapping the transition zone and also the boundary of these two soil series. But in this EMI survey, this is a worse scenario. The pink line indicating Noning soil here and the green line indicating Hagerstown soil, they are overlapped. You can see that. So that means this kind of survey cannot be used to map out these two soil series. So in summary, we found that using the same meter and the same dipole and conducted the EMI survey repeatedly in a short period, this kind of temporal variation of ECA reading can capture the soil moisture dynamics. And we also found that using different meter and dipoles will result in different measurement depth. And this kind of information really caused a lot of difference in capturing different soil properties. For example, EM31 vertical with 6 meter measurement depth is best for depth of bedrock in our study area. And then also we found that the timing and also the appropriate selection of meters and the dipole orientations that should be considered in different EMI surveying for different purposes. And that's it. Thank you. Yes. In most of the time in Pennsylvania, sometimes like when we did our EMS survey, I still remember one time we have some snow covers on the surface. But in most of the time, there's no frozen in the soil. And so that's the reason during that time we observed a little bit higher soil moisture and also the ECA reading in our survey, because maybe like the frozen and the melting, this kind of processes resulted in more water in the surface of soil, so it caused a higher reading of the soil ECA in that survey.